Older American forms of schooling would never have been equal to the responsibility coal, steam, steel, and machinery laid upon them. As late as the 1890s, the duration of the average school year was 12 to 20 weeks. Even with that, school attendance hovered between 26 and 42% nationwide, with a higher figure only in a few places like Salem, Massachusetts. Yet America had to be massified, and quickly. Since the end of the 19th century, American government and big business had been fully committed, without public fanfare, to creating and maintaining a mass society. Mass society demands tight administration, close management to an extreme degree. Humanity becomes undependable, dangerous, childlike, and suicidal under such discipline. Holding this contradiction stable requires managers of systematic schooling to withdraw trust, to regard their clientele as hospital managers might think of potentially homicidal patients. Students, men under military discipline, and employees in post offices, hospitals, and other large systems are forced into a condition of less than complete sanity. They are dangerous, as history has shown again and again. There are three indisputable triumphs of mass society we need to acknowledge to understand its strength. First, mass production offers relative physical comfort to almost all. Even the poor have food, shelter, television as a storyteller to raise the illusion of community. Second, as a byproduct of intense personal surveillance in mass society, to provide a steady stream of data to the producing and regulating classes, a large measure of personal security is available. Third, mass society offers a predictable world, one with few surprises. Anxieties of uncertainty are replaced in mass society with a rise in ennui and indifference.